On confusion and doubt is the most deprecated and be it pain, deprivation, or poverty. A woman who has definitely received a happiness is in her life. This is no doubt a depiction of his husband. Behind this beautiful drawing, it could be a drug addict who has a mental crisis, but unfortunately,
I'm sorry about Malouz.
Did you see the baby? Is it okay?
I did. It's healthy.
You've got to be very careful about the baby's health. For as long as the baby is in your womb, you shouldn't argue with anyone, and I mean anyone. Because anxiety, excitement, discomfort, and sadness, all those are detrimental for the baby, you know? You really do have to be careful.
I know. I am careful.
I've never seen you smoke.
I don't...
Your baby will stay healthy in your womb, but mine didn't have that luxury in mine. You know why?
No.
Because I was stupid at the time. A complete idiot. I didn't take care of the baby the way I should have. I just didn't. Morale. I'm tired of being alone so much.
Tell me, why did you never get married again after you divorced Atefi?
I don't know. Because I wanted to be free. Live the way I wanted.
Well, have you lived the way you wanted since then?
Tell me, is it a boy or a girl?
It's a girl.
I bet you have already picked a name for her.
Yes. The name of the protagonist in The Wanderer's Island. Asti.
I really loved Roya.
Why?
Because she's kind of crazy.
What did she do that made you think she was nuts?
I think Roya wasn't crazy. She was too wise.
Why do you think so?
Because she decided to stand on her own 2 feet. I can't make that decision. My dad won't allow it. Thank you. Thanks. Could you sign this for me, please?
Well, there aren't any hard and fast rules for it. It's partly instinctive, but...
Are you ready?
Yes!
By instinct, do you mean you have to be born a writer? We're all born with innate abilities that blossom as time goes by.
But how can you know you possess those abilities or talents?
Gradually, you realize you know things that you didn't read about anywhere. You realize you're better than others at stringing the words together and coming up with beautiful sentences.
How important is reading for writing?
Very.
Could you sign under your photo for me? Does Roya have a real-life example?
I think she could have. Should becoming a woman like Roya be a dream or aspiration for us? Not a dream, our ideal.
But Roya isn't the ideal Iranian woman. Hello. Remember me?
Layla, Kamali's daughter.
You have a good memory. May I have your seat?
That night was a great night for me.
But today started out bad for me. Why did you write Roya?
Why? That's my own business.
I didn't mean to offend you, but I didn't want Roya to ruin the memory of Gidi and meeting you at my wedding that night. I didn't want to have to change my mind about you.
What is it in Roya that's angered you so much?
The picture you painted of Roya in your novel, you're trying to convince us that Roya is indeed the ideal Iranian woman, but she isn't.
And why is that?
The Iranian woman can't have zero beliefs like Roya. The Iranian woman has her own beliefs.
The Iranian woman isn't someone who looks or dresses like you. She looks and dresses like me, too.
I didn't say the Iranian woman is someone who looks and dresses like me. I said the Iranian woman has her own set of beliefs. I mean, if someone wants to live here and be regarded as an Iranian woman, she can't be without beliefs.
But my story isn't about beliefs.
Then what is it about?
Objection.
But a woman like Roya, who has no identity, can't... I mean, she's no right to object to the laws that she has no knowledge of. I don't understand what this woman is objecting to.
She can't. She has no right. I don't understand. That's not the kind of language I'm dealing with. I'm sorry. I have work to do. I have to go. I never thought Kamali's daughter Layla would be so rude.
But you were very complimentary about her that night.
She wasn't her true self. It was all a kind of facade.
Yeah? I didn't know she knew how to act.
You should have been there today to understand me.
Was she among your many fans today?
My fan? She could have gone for my throat like a mad woman.
Didn't she like Roya?
A critic must be rational. Critic has a definition, like you. Did I say something funny?
No.
Why did you laugh then?
I'm afraid you might argue with my dad over Roya and say the same things about him.
No way. The man I've gotten to know over the past year believes in principles of debate. He isn't rude and tactless like Roya. Am I wrong?
No.
Dr. Hashimi to the OR, please. Dr. Hashimi to the OR, please.
Shirin, is childbirth very painful?
No, dear. It's very easy, in fact. Shut your eyes, let out a loud scream, and out comes the baby.
Mary, is she telling the truth?
Of course she is, darling. She is. She's telling the truth.
Dr. Hashimi to the OR, please. Dr. Hashimi to the OR, please.
I never thought I'd hear it from a fog.
Hi, Dad.
You all come to the hospital and decide not to tell me what's going on. You forget you have a dad.
I'm sorry, Dad. It was late. And you were asleep. I just didn't want to disturb you, that's all.
So what if I'm disturbed? Would the sky have fallen? Like they say, it's only one night.
I love you, Dad. Shireen's coming. Shireen.
Pay up!
Has the baby been born?
I won't say till you pay up.
Okay, tell us now.
Thank you so much. The baby's been born.
Oh, thank God.
It's a gorgeous girl. She takes after her aunt.
No kidding. Can we see her now?
I don't know. Let me ask the nurses. I've always wanted to see this moment.
Hello? Hello? well at all. Hello?
عاشقم و از قهر و نازش خورسندم، با موی او پیوست باشد پیوندم، شمم میان عشق و آتش میخندم، لب از شکایت ها میبندم. گدازد یا می نوازد، من عاشقم و از قهر و نازش خورسندم، با موی
Excuse me, is Dr. Husheng Ramin at the hospital at the moment?
Yes, he is.
Put him on the phone.
Who is this?
Tell him his reason for being is on the phone.
This is a hospital, ma'am. I think you've called the wrong number.
No, I know I've called the mental hospital. Tell him that. He'll know who I am.
Hold on.
Aren't you feeling well again?
What? Are you bored with that?
As always.
But I haven't called you for at least 6 months.
All right, go ahead. What do you want to say?
Husheng, I'm very lonely. I'm all alone. Seriously, I'm all by myself, Husheng. I'm lonely.
Sorry to hear that. I can't do anything for you.
Why?
You mean you don't know why?
Well, if you help me, then I promise to drink less. And I promise to smoke less, too. You just have to help me.
It's too late, Sanas.
Okay. I promise to change my attitude, too. I'll be the wife you wanted me to be.
Do you think you can?
Give me a chance.
Are you drunk?
No. No, I'm not. I just had a sip or two. But I'm not drunk. I'm completely sober. I'm not drunk at all, I promise. I'm not drunk.
Are you finished talking?
No, look, Husheng. Wait, don't hang up, please. Listen, I've really decided to live like a normal human being. sit at my desk and start translating again. I'll never go to Helen's place again. I promise I won't let any of my friends come here anymore. I'll quit all my friendships. I'll listen to you, Husheng. I promise I'll do whatever you say. What must I swear on for you to believe me?
I don't know. What do you believe in?
In you. Why are you laughing? What part of what I said was funny? I really do believe in you.
Anna, you have to forget everything.
But why? Why should I forget everything?
Because I'm getting married again.
And who are you marrying?
Someone demure, principled, and intelligent. Someone who understands me, has control over her emotions, values her life. A woman who...
Oh, shut up! Shut the hell up! Shut up, you piece of crap! Shut up! Shut up! Shut up! Shut up!
Was she supposed to go somewhere?
I don't think so. She was too ticked off to go out anytime soon.
When did you last talk to her?
About an hour ago.
Hello, excuse me. Could you come here for a second?
Well, how can I help you?
Do you want to make some easy money tonight?
Well, I do, but what do I have to do for it?
Climb up this gate, jump in, and open it for us.
What? Only a thief would do what you're asking me to do.
You're right, but this is our friend's place. We're just worried about her.
Well, how am I to know you're not lying?
Well, take a look at us, man. Do we look like thieves to you?
I don't know.
Here, take this money.
What are you waiting for? Hurry up! Oh, here we go. Let's go.
Thank you so much, sir. Sanaz? Sanaz? Sanaz?
No, she can't be home. She must have gone out.
She can't have gone anywhere. She was on the verge of having a breakdown.
Sanaz! Sanaz!
Sanaz! Sanaz! Sanaz, my dear! Sanaz! Open your eyes! Open your eyes! Open your eyes, darling! Breathe! Breathe! Sanaz! Sanaz, please open your eyes! Please open your eyes! Sanaz! Sanaz! Open your eyes! Sanaz! Is her body still warm?
Yes, it is. Come on, step on it.
What is it?
Bleeding in the stomach.
Oh. Is it serious?
I don't know, but she's going to need a blood transfusion. By the way, what's your blood type?
It's thick.
Oh, stop it. I mean, is it A positive, O negative? What is it?
Look, forget about donating blood and stuff like that, Helen Dare. I'm anemic for your information. Don't even talk about it.
There's no harm in saying it, is there? Spit it out.
I think it's A positive.
No, that's not the type Sanaz needs.
What a relief.
By the way, have you called Morale?
Yes, I tried a few times, but her cell phone's off.
Well, call her at home.
Forget it, I don't want to talk to her husband. I won't talk if he picks up.
Well, don't talk with him then, just hang up.
Are you serious? You have to be a sicko to call people and hang up.
Well, don't then, I don't know. By the way, you're staying with Sanaz tonight.
Who?
You.
Me? Don't even think about it. What am I going to do with my useless son?
Your useless son knows how to take care of himself.
Well, why don't you say it yourself?
I won't be able to sleep here, you know that. If I don't sleep well one night, I'll be in a foul mood for a week.
You don't say.
What is it, darling? What is it, my baby, sweetie? Rusty, darling. Rusty, darling. Oh, it's okay. Sweetness. Yes? Hassie was crying a lot, so I thought she needed a nappy change, and I wanted to do it myself. Then I saw red spots on her thighs. They're very red. What should I do?
Well, is Afar not with you?
No, Afar, Jalal, and Homid have taken Mom to visit the Holy Shrine.
Oh, don't worry. It's just diaper rash. Why don't you go wash her, and I'll go to Shirin's place and borrow her baby's calendula ointment.
How am I supposed to wash her? She's too little.
Poor thing. Look, pick her up by the armpits, lie her over your left arm, and wash her with your right hand, okay?
Okay.
It's a piece of cake, okay?
Thank you.
Sure thing.
Yes? Mr. Eftahari, please call back in 30 minutes.
Did you wash her?
Not yet.
Here, take this.
Come here, little one. Come to Auntie. Oh, you gorgeous baby. Oh, honey bun. Lean back. You shouldn't sit up. You'll get dizzy. I'll get you your breakfast now, so you can eat it and freshen up.
Who brought me to the hospital?
Your friends.
Where are they now? Outside?
No, they left last night. Your blood pressure's normal. That's good. Hello?
Sana.
It's for you.
Hello?
Are you rested? Do you feel better?
I'm just very sad.
Why are you sad?
I don't know. I just am.
You can't just be sad. Has something happened again?
I'm telling you, nothing happened. I'm just feeling a bit down, that's all. Could happen to anyone.
I'm on my way to see your doctor. We're going to have lunch together. I might stop by in the evening.
Look, for God's sake, come see me now. I don't want to be alone. I don't want to go alone, will you?
How many times do I have to tell you? I can't.
But why can't you come?
Don't yell at me. I have work to do. I can't come, damn it. I can't.
All right. Hello?
Butter and jelly. Eat every last bit of it.
Nurse?
Yes?
Can I have some chewing gum?
Sure. Oh, no, sweetie. Shh, little sunshine, sweetheart. It's okay. Shh. Oh, shh, 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 shh.
Look at this, darling.
Give me the ointment.
What's the matter, darling?
Look, rub it on the area that's a bit red, okay? Oh, sweet girl. Oh, little bunny. It's fine, it's fine. Give me a diaper, please. Rub some here. Okay. Good. Good, give me a diaper, please. Oh, it's okay. You pull it like that, and like that, and then you do that, and then it's time for some milk because you're so hungry, aren't you? Yes, you're so hungry. Oh, you want your mummy so you can have lots of milk. Yes, there you go, lots of milk. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Nick, here. Oh, it's okay, don't cry. It's okay, sweetness, it's okay. Here you go. It's okay.
Mary?
Yes?
You've never taken care of a baby, and you lost your mother at a very young age. But with things you know and the things you can do, you talk like an experienced mother about how to take care of a baby. Where did you learn all that?
That's a question Hamid always asks me.
So what do you tell him when he asks you that?
Nothing.
Why not?
Look, after my mother died, I lived with my aunt for a while, who didn't have a kid my age because Hamid is older than me. I also lived with our neighbor, Ms. Motaram, for a while. Poor thing had a bad wrist. She used to babysit for her daughter, but because of her bad wrist, she had a hard time washing the baby and changing her diaper. I was very little, but after I saw her do it a couple of times, I learned to do it too.
Look, at our wedding night, you and Hamid broke with tradition. You declared loud and clear you decided to adopt a child from an orphanage. But why haven't you?
The fact of the matter is, well, Hamid's been to many places. We've seen lots of children. But we haven't agreed on the child we'd like to adopt yet.
Why?
You know, Morel, unfortunately, there's no guarantee that the birth parents of the child you have adopted and spent years raising won't just show up one day. If the birth parents of the child I have adopted and raised want to take him or her back, it'll kill me instantly. It's horrible. It's a recurring nightmare.
Mary, dear, a kid raised by you would never want to go back to their real parents when they grow up. Besides, when the real parents see your close, friendly relationship, they're not going to ruin their child's future, I assure you. Really. What are you thinking about?
Look at her. She had her fill and fell asleep. She looks like an angel. You should put her down now.
Let's have some ice cream. Which flavor, vanilla or fruit?
Fruit. Thanks. Do you still write, or do you just take care of Hasti?
Of course I write. In a way, she's a source of inspiration for me.
Okay, that's good.
Yes. I'll call you back later. You know what, Mary? I think Hasti gives me more energy to write. I wrote 30 pages of my new novel within 2 nights.
Good for you. Well, like your other novels, is the hero of this novel a woman again, you know?
Yes, it is. But she is older than Gidi and Roya. In fact, it's a tale about a mother who's fighting a bitter custody battle over her child with her husband's parents.
Are her husband's parents bad people?
Actually, they aren't that bad. She just wants her child back.
You're better off staying in the hospital. Until you get better.
I'm not really in a sound mental state. Please come visit now.
Yeah, tell me about it. I have a headache. I'm in a terrible mental state, too. I'm a mess, you know. I'm sorry, I can't come over today.
What happened to you?
I had a fight with Puria last night. He broke all the windows, smashed all the dishes. I'm tired of arguing with him. So tired.
Is her husband's family religious?
A little. Why did you laugh?
Nothing. What time is it?
It's around 10:30.
Oh, I gotta go. Thank you for the ice cream. See you later.
See you.
Thank you.
from somebody?
No, but I haven't been in touch with somebody recently.
Have you retreated into yourself?
Somehow, yes.
Sometimes a man needs to retreat into himself. Needs to leave the world behind and have nobody disturb him. I bet you're doing the same thing.
Somehow, yes.
Good for you. I'm sorry to disturb you, but I have to talk to you.
Is there something wrong?
No, don't worry. Actually, I've got some good news for you.
What is it?
Fanu's Literary Circle in London has awarded your novel, Roya, its annual literary prize. It's a very celebrated award. You're the first young writer to be awarded this prize, ever.
What's the prize?
The novel is translated into English, then it's published and distributed across Europe.
Who is supposed to translate the novel in Europe?
A rather irksome and cranky man named Dariush Aryan.
Thank you.
Thank me? You're kidding me.
No. Thanks to an irksome and cranky man named Dariush Aryan.
Lucky Mr. Dariush Aryan.
Well, what am I supposed to do now?
You gotta go to Helen's in the afternoon, because Mr. Ernest Amini, the director of Fanu's Literary Society, wants to ask you some questions on the phone to fill in a form. As soon as the form is completed, that irritating man, Dariush Aryan, will start to translate the novel.
What time is he gonna call exactly?
Are you up to anything in the afternoon?
No, I'm not.
Good. In that case, go to Helen's at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And stay there until I call you, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
There's no need to thank me. I have done nothing for you. You've done a very good job, and that's why you won the prize. Thanks to you and your talent. Bye for now.
Goodbye. Roya is translated into English. It's gonna be printed in Europe. Oh boy, can you imagine that? No. Have you imagined your second novel being distributed across Europe? No. Can you imagine that at the tender age of 30, you're becoming a world-class writer? No. This is a lifelong dream of many that never comes true. I know. Do you know that you owe it all to Mr. Aryan? I do. Do you know what that means when a well-known literary critic like Mr. Aryan, he eulogizes you? It means I have to be careful. I know. You should be very happy now, so lose that long face, please. I know. I am happy. But I don't know how to express my happiness. Tell me, what should I do? Who do I share my happiness with? Tell me what to do. Should I tell Hamid about it? Husty dear, don't you want to congratulate Mom? Hello? Thank you, Mr. Eftahari.
چشم بسته است جهانم شکل خوابه عذابه استرابه استرابه روبرو دیواری از من دیواری از سنگ روبرون دیواری از مه دیواری از سنگ بگو بیهوده نیست بگو بیهوده نیست فاصله آب و سراب بگو سپیدی کاغذ بیهوده نیست بگو از کوچه پراکنده فقط کابوس و تنهایی بگو خواب بود هرچی که دیدم افسانه برام شد مرگ تدریجیه